The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress-up?
Dress-up?
Well, you said you wanted to play dress-up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you the Destroyer of Buttons, the Stroker of Cock, and a Pretty Good Cook. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hi everybody, welcome to another edition of the show. This is number 84. My goodness, 84 already. I am your host for this evening. With me, as always, is my flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
What up?
What is going on, my lovely?
No, not too much. How's it going there?
Peachy Keen, Jelly Bean.
Miss Captain Casual.
I am Captain Casual today.
You're
liking
this lack of YouTube action.
I am fresh out of the shower. All he has to do is kind of paint some eyebrows on so I don't scare you to death.
Nah.
And then let it go.
Cool.
You know?
I've seen you in the wild in your natural state.
I know.
You're not scaring me.
It is scary. I scare myself.
I said you're not scaring me, weirdo.
And I said, well, I'm scaring myself.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that lack of expression disturbs you. You got a little Whoopi Goldberg. You get a little...
I do, and then my eyes kind of look a little dark. I don't know. My sleeping has been really weird lately. I have no idea.
Yeah. What do you mean, weird?
Well, like one night I'll have an extremely intense sexual dream without actually fucking.
Cool.
And then the next night I will have this stressful nightmare.
Cool.
And either way,
one
I
and the
keep
same.
Waking up.
Sometimes the sex is the nightmare is the sex. Are they all wrapped into one? Is Barney in it? I love you.
That's a little
you
creepy.
You love me.
Even though we will be talking about some possible furry sightings coming up later on in the show.
Possible furry sightings.
Okay, well, definite furry sightings.
Cool.
I'm banking on it.
Yeah, there'll be a furry or two.
We'll stumble across them. I'm hoping so.
St. Pete's full of wild furries.
Well, if you guys would like to join in the conversation, the number is 941-421-0401. This is RazRadioLive.com. Also, the link's right there on the homepage on my website, KinkyKatieRadio.com. Which, by the way, we went all posty happy today, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm on vacation, so I have like time to post all the content that I wanted to post. It's amazing.
So there's a new article that's available. It's the 9 best sexual enhancements.
That's right.
There are.
According to you.
According to me. So I suggest you check them out because they're really fucking awesome and you'll love them. Guaranteed.
You've heard of every single one of them if you're a fan and actually listen to the shows. You know every one of them except for maybe cupping. You know, you don't talk a lot about cupping.
No, but if people who knew me from Fairvilla, from Orlando, when I worked there,
you like
yeah.
playing with the cups.
Oh, the she stem, the cupping.
Well, the she stem, yes. You've talked about that, but the cupping, you don't really, you know, talk about a lot.
No, not too much. I don't know. Ever since, I don't know. Yeah,
I stumbled you up on that.
Yeah.
Fuck you up on my hard hitting journalistic. Fucking deep probing questions about your article.
But I just have a little girl brain.
Well, at least you're not on your period.
That's right. At least I'm not bleeding because then I would just be a raging cunt rag.
You would be.
Uh-huh.
Be awesome.
Isn't that right, our little orange man?
That's right.
Oompa Loompa with the toupee. Oh, boy.
Exactly.
It's coming. It is definitely coming. But hey, FetishCon is coming up this weekend. We are going to be there.
Sure
we're going to be there covering the event on Saturday the 15th. It starts on Thursday. Well, Thursday is kind of like the meet and greet. And if you don't have your all-access pass, well, then you probably can't go anyway. Friday, But don't go on Friday. Go Saturday.
Okay, wait. Okay.
It's Friday, Saturday.
Let's start over here. What, when does FetCon actually start here?
The 13th. Thursday the 13th.
Okay. And it goes until?
The 16th on Sunday.
Okay. So it's a Thursday to Sunday event.
Yes. And
where is it at?
It is actually at the Bayfront Hotel in St. Pete. So St. Petersburg, Florida. If you're around the area, you should go. And if not, you should travel.
Not Russia.
No, not. What?
There's a St. Petersburg, Russia.
Is there?
I don't know. There was at one point in time, unless they renamed it. They might have renamed it. I think they did rename it. I think it's Vladivostok now.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Something.
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Why not? Does he look like shit?
So anyway, FetCon.
So anyway, FetCon. And there's a lot of after parties. We're going to go to the castle on that Saturday night. There's also something going on at another one in St. Pete, I believe, on Friday night. There's shit going on all the time. I suggest you go and have a good time.
Thing, a thing, and another thing.
Yeah. But make sure you stop by and see the Contessa de Sade. She's going to be at booth 163.
Contessa de Sade?
Yes. I think there's going to be some giveaways, some raffles and things. And
what's her gig?
You know?
You didn't look it up?
I tried. And I couldn't really find, I've heard the name before, but I tried to look up some info.
A ringing endorsement.
Well.
Nice.
You didn't have to ask me a question.
I have to out you. Yeah. I have to out you because I asked earlier. I was like, hey, what's a good gig with that? And you said, I'm going to look her up and check her out and see what the deal is with her.
Yeah.
See what she's into. And you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Sure.
Oh, my God. This has been fun having you on vacation. It's only been one day so far. I got a whole week.
Sure.
You gonna run errands with me tomorrow?
No, hell no. What are you talking about?
I think so.
Why would I do that?
Countdown has begun. Well, it has begun for me. 35 days until Miss Amber comes.
Yay!
I'm all excited.
Yeah.
It's a thing for me.
It is.
It is. She's my friend.
I know.
I get
to, I'm excited for you.
I get
it. It's harder to tell on me, really, because it gets a little later in the evening and I get less expressive. So don't take my lack of expression for not caring.
That's okay. I usually know you're not listening to me anyway.
Oh, I listen.
This is some Florida news. I feel bad for this guy. Well, this police, they arrested and charged a 60-year-old man. He's from Tamarack, and that's right around the corner from where I used to live. So they left another Broward County man with a 1-inch mutilated dick after a botched surgical procedure.
They were doing cock surgery in Tamarack?
They were.
And he did this willingly, voluntarily, doing cock surgery
he
in Tamarack?
He paid the guy.
Was that backyard surgery or what?
Yeah, pretty much. It was in a warehouse.
Were they doing like an extension? What's going on?
No. The thing is, though, is he was having the 60-year-old. He was doing the surgery, but he's unlicensed on a 55-year-old man. He wanted a filler removed from his dick.
A filler?
Yeah, the filler was originally put in to create a longer, fuller, thicker cock.
Really?
But he was trying to get it removed.
Like an insert?
Kind of, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know they did that.
Hmm?
Look at that.
Well, the surgeon is also facing similar charges for unlicensed work on other people already. That's kind of how he lost it.
Who lets a dude cut into your dick in a garage? I mean, but, who does that?
Yeah, it's not only that. The guy met the doctor at a warehouse where they were going to do the surgery.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking one of these, like,
behind O'Malley's
Lockett
there.
Center.
No, they
yes.
were like behind O'Malley's is where they were doing it. That way you could, hey, man, after we're done, we'll go get a beer and you could get a tattoo, bro. It'd be awesome. You could get half of your cock removed. We could have some cocktails. And you could get another cock tattooed on your neck, bro. It'd be awesome.
Big red rooster.
It'd be awesome. Let's do it.
Angry cock. All right. Well, the guy agreed that he was due the surgery for $100 cash. I mean, $1,000. I'm sorry. $1,000 cash.
Oh, boy.
And a stick of bubble gum.
No. Hey, they got a Groupon for that?
Ew.
No
Everybody
Groupon?
Gets their cocks whacked. It's like, we thought it was a euphemism. You're not a hooker? Okay, never mind.
I don't know where you thought you were going.
Well, the guy told him he took 5 pills.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even ask what they were or anything. He just did it because that's what they instructed him to do.
Yeah.
He says he remembers nothing. He woke up the next morning at home with a horrifying pain in his groin and bloody bandages on his cock, his crotch.
My cock's only 1 inch now. It used to be like 1.5 inches. See, that's what they don't tell you. Is that he was only 2 inches flaccid before?
Well, because he had the filler in it to begin with.
That's what I'm so you know
the filler
something
for a,
you know what
for
I mean
a reason
really
well,
really
I don't know.
Who gets your cock worked on at a pick and save?
Oh, man. Save a lot for your cock. Apparently, they saved a lot.
Did it now, right out of the back of an Aldi's.
Well, he said, no, I like Aldi's. Don't knock Aldi's.
Penn Dutch.
Well, I like them, too. Even though, Albertsons.
Piggly Wiggly.
Sure, we'll go there.
Okay.
Oh, no. He said it's now incredibly small. Well, because you did kind of go to take a filler out, so I would imagine it would get smaller. And it says,
it was
but,
so big before. I swear to God, before I had this implant, my cock was really, really big. I did this because I thought it'd be cool and funny, you know, to have a really, really big cock.
But he said, yeah, it's very swollen and the skin around the shaft had been removed and it was raw. Well, of course it'd be raw if you had the skin removed.
Ugh. Good job.
What did they do? Like skin the whole thing like a, I don't know, skinless hot dog or something?
Did he do a Yelp review? Can we read the Yelp review?
Oh, God.
No Yelp review? Angie's List?
Well, when the guy contacted him and said what was going on, he said, oh, it was normal. And do you sticks his splints in the meantime?
Well, yeah. Of course, yeah. That's what you do.
I said after that was the last time he was able to contact the doctor.
Yeah,
no one can find him, and he said he's been severely deformed. There's no sensation during urination and spontaneous painful erections. He's unable to have sex.
Spontaneous painful erections. Another band name needs to happen quickly.
Headlining for Jodie Foster's Knuckles.
Spontaneous painful erection. Oddly enough, brought on by Jodie Foster's Knuckles. It's odd.
It's very odd.
I don't know why Jodie Foster causes a spontaneous painful erection, but she seems to do that.
Well, I don't know. It's just those lesbians on hormones.
Yeah? Is she a lesbian on hormones?
She's not on hormones, but she's a lesbian.
Is she?
Yes.
For sure?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Like, you're not just labeling somebody to label them?
No.
Just because they act a certain way, you're not like stamping them with something, are you?
No.
I'm just making sure. I got to check with you.
Well, you should check with me, because every once in a while I will, just because.
She looked lesbian-y, I swear.
What was that? She looked how?
Lesbian-y. Nee. I don't know how that word goes. We're going to have to look it up later.
Librarian?
We'll put a research team on it. Somebody can figure it out in perfect English.
People are like, you so the grin of a Nazi, too. And, well, I can't even talk right, so that's all right.
Yeah, it gets late. We get lazy with the speaky talky thing.
The speed words, mouth, air, form, tongue thing. Radio show.
Yeah.
What?
No. Yeah.
Question mark? Well, the doctor used to be licensed in Boynton Beach, which is a little scary because I've had some stuff. Anyway, it says, but he lost it after another string of patients suffered injuries, mutilations, and death in his care. So
before, when he didn't have a license, he just left. He didn't even, you know, see Boynton Beach. Those two places aren't terribly far apart. We're talking like maybe 20 minutes on the highway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And really, I just went down the road. He didn't have a license to begin with. So I'm just going to leave Boynton. I think I'm going to try Tamarack. They won't mind me in Tamarack. It's a lot of old people. Maybe they just die and nobody knows they were alive anyway. So it doesn't really matter.
Because there's a lot of old people in Boynton, too.
Plastic
I
surgery.
I need my cock fixed, Sonny. $1,000.
And by fixed, I mean in your mouth. Is really, that's all I wanted was a blowjob. Shit, I thought $100 was expensive.
$1,000.
$1,000. 100 plus 1,000, whatever you said.
You promised you could take your teeth out. What the fuck? And who's to say I didn't get a blowjob while I was out?
Yeah, we've been blowing your nub ever since we cut it off.
No, that's how you got raw. That's how the skin got removed. We had to manually suck it off. It was great.
No, so it wouldn't be great. We used the cupping set Katie suggested in her article.
Then we wrapped it with the sheath down and sucked the shit out of it.
She actually thought you should use the flamey one because it's a lot more dangerous. So that's the one she requested, the flamey cuppy thing on your cock.
The flamey cuppy thing.
Flamey cuppy.
Flaming cupping balls,
you know,
of fire.
When I was looking for some photos for that article today, and I saw some cupping going wrong photos, and I don't know that it was gone wrong, but when you actually leave extreme marks and blisters and things like that.
No, that's
part of it,
yeah.
I'm sure. But I'm sure some of them were accidental, I'm sure.
Oh, well, I'm
sure.
Yeah, I'm sure there's got to be some accidents. I mean, some people do actually bleed.
That's
on purpose. No, that's on purpose. They cut the skin. And
oh, they bleed it before. That was the liquid in the cup that I was seeing.
Blood.
I was trying to figure out what the fuck liquid. You were looking at these, and this cupping If you don't know, look it up. But it's like a cup. They put on a thing, make a vacuum one way or another. When they make a vacuum on the cup, you can see the skin get sucked into the cup.
So serious, like, bruising.
Yeah.
Hickeys happen. People look
blisters.
Amber was telling me how her sister got it done, and her back looked like she got thrown down a flight of stairs. Like, it's really bad. But when it's right after done, like the next day, you look like you got attacked by a giant like tentacle. Like,
whore's gone crazy, man. They just went nuts. I made it rain in the club, and that's what happened. Baby bumpers. I knew I shouldn't. I was the only person that had been there in a month.
They're all new girls in there. I'm going to miss my other ones.
Get a fresh group every 9 months.
Oh, God. And they, well, you know, it's every 3 months because they got to show up 6 months. They got to be at least 6 months to dance.
And by the way, just so we can reset a little bit, Baby Bumpers is the strip club that features all pregnant women. All pregnant women on stage to the main stage. Do they line them up from the from like in order of pregnancy? You know what I mean? From first trimester,
like
second. Yeah. You
well,
know
no,
what
they
mean?
Had to be at least 6 months pregnant. So it's always the third trimester.
Oh, they're always third trimester.
Yeah. So they're always big because it's called Baby Bumpers, like...
We've talked about it before, but we like talking about it because, well... Because
you...
I want to check it out, but it's in such an asinine location in America.
You know, I'm going to have to set something up where I can get, like, three or four pregnant chicks to come and dance.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll film it.
But that's not the club that all... No, I want... No. It's not what I want. What I want.
Do you want to have like a breastfeeding station where you can watch, like, you pay money to watch them breastfeed? Like,
no, I want to go to the pathetic place in North Dakota, but I want it to be not be in the pathetic area that it's in. I want it to be closer to me. It could be in a pathetic area that nobody lives in, but, and when I say pathetic, I mean nobody lives there. There's nobody there.
Desolate.
There you go. That's a much better word.
I would think so.
Yeah. When there's nobody around, why can't it just be closer to me so I can go check it out? That's what I want to see it.
So again, if you guys want to hit a certain market, open up a pregnant strip club in a town near us.
One person will go once.
There you go. One person will go once. He'll spend a fiver.
Dude, it'd be an awesome business plan. You go up to your bank, you go, hey, I got a recording of one guy saying he'll come once.
Well, can't guarantee where, though. That might get you in trouble. Then again, at least you know the bitch is put out.
No, yeah, and you can't re-knock them up.
That's right. You can't unscrew a light bulb.
That's right. Too late now.
Just as long as it's not yours.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, you never know, though.
Some scandalous tramp would be telling me, you know, there was a second egg up there that you fertilized that while the other one was already mostly baked. So, yeah, this one came along 3 months after, so like, I need some money.
It's like a microwave effect, you know, because the other child gave off such energy and light that it grew and incubated the other child, and it didn't eat its fetal twin.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you never know. Weird things have been known to happen.
So were we talking about something yet?
No, but
did I completely distract you?
No, that's okay, though. We're okay. Cool.
We're cool.
It's all good. Chicken.
Nice.
Meow. I know, a little odd.
I'm glad
but that's
good.
Yeah. Do you think, and I'm asking your opinion, 954, 954,
Jesus. 8227, 36, Omaha.
My God. 941-421-0401. I don't say the number enough that it's just not in my head. And
well,
that's not
people
good.
Are afraid to call you. Let's face it.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, I don't know.
Because I'm a horrible bitch.
I don't
have resting bitch face. I have all bitch face, bro. All bitch face all the time. Raw. Some people probably say so. I don't care though. Whatever. So in your opinion, I want to know, do you think that women, this might be a loaded question, but do you think that women can separate love and sex?
Yes.
I do too. I completely agree with that because I can fuck and just and not care. I can leave and never see you or talk to you again or even give you a second fucking thought.
I mean, but, you know, and you're asking me, do I think it's possible? Yes. But, I mean, there are an awful lot of women that really do want to make an intimate personal connection. And you know what I mean? Women do tend to be more emotional about relationships average. But, you know.
No.
You do find the occasional woman who just wants to fuck you and doesn't really want to have anything to do with you in her personal life, really.
That's true, but I used to get like that though, I would fuck for attention, and once I got it, then it was kind of like, oh, maybe this will turn into something more. But most of the time, it was, yeah, I just want to get laid, and you're willing, so let's do this.
But why? What are you reading that's contradicting that? Why are you bringing it up? What's going on? What's happening?
It was just a question that it was on one of the sites that I was kind of perusing, yeah. And I just thought it might be something to talk about.
Sure.
Well, because then it transitions perfectly into the next subject. It's if you're ever bored and you're in Tokyo and you got nothing to do, why don't you walk through a giant asshole science?
I do that all the time.
Yeah, walking through a giant asshole.
I do. I like to peruse it, see what's going on,
like a hokey pokey,
like Ant-Man style.
I thought you might be normal size because it's a giant ass.
Yeah,
or you just want to be like a little like gnat.
Well, no, hemorrhoid man.
Yeah.
What? I take care of things.
The feisty fistula. That's your nemesis.
So what about walking through an ass? What's going on?
Well, TV Tokyo, they're holding this life science exhibit. It's aimed towards kids, but a lot of adults are getting into it, too. Well, they're doing more like the...
Didn't we hear it wasn't an ass that we saw? There was a giant walk-in vag, though, wasn't there? Then they showed the diseased vag. Why'd you walk through the vag tunnel?
Yeah, there was one. There's like two sides to it, except I don't think it was a vag. I think it was a colon.
Oh, so it was another ass walking to an ass, but it wasn't a Japanese ass.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, and this isn't disease riddled.
This is just an ass.
This is just an ass. It's to show the human body how it makes poo, and it allows you to become poo.
All right.
Well, it says that
as
though.
As if we weren't all poo already. Go ahead, pretend.
It's a circle of life. Become poo again.
You know, it's just like an awful lot of people are going to come in and out of there, and you're going to look at it and go, yeah, no, that's where you belong. You got it.
But the whole thing is you're going in it. If you're going to be poo, why would you be coming out of it?
Maybe you're space docking.
Maybe there's two asses. Instead of ass to mouth, it's ass to ass.
Yeah, space dock.
There you go.
Dock that shit right up.
Dock it up. So I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back.
Don't you fucking dare.
I'm bringing back Twitter Girl of the Week.
What?
Yes.
Hits, man.
I'm bringing back Twitter Girl of the Week, and I'm going to do mine on Mondays instead of when I used to do them on Fridays on my other show that I no longer have.
Yeah.
So, Twitter Girl of the Week is... at Eden Alt Model UK. That's EDENALTMODELUK. She goes by the name Eden, but you can go to Twitter at Kinky Katie Radio, and I posted about her. But she's very sexy. She's all tatted up. She's kind of pale, long black hair, very stunning blue eyes. She's very pretty. So that's why I have picked her for.
She's in here somewhere. I'm looking now. So I'm not even going to type this. I'm just going to go right from yours because...
That's fine. It's probably like three or four down.
That's a lot of fucking typing. Dude, could she have like a worse fucking
Twitter handle?
Yeah, there you go.
It's not... No, it's just a little long, but that's maybe something... How many fucking Edens do you think that there is? I mean, shit. There's a Kardashian that has a billion followers, so apparently there's going to be a few Edens out there.
Is there?
Well, I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
I can't find it. I give up.
That's okay. I'll help you out later. I will show you.
See, it's just if there's a certain level of difficulty I'm willing to go through to look at some boobies. But then once it gets way too typey and then forget it. I don't know. I'm not motivated.
Now, there's a subject that I really want to get into. It's a little involved, so I'm gonna wait till after we take our break. So before the break, it's how to have gay sex without being gay. I know. Yeah, this is an interesting one. It was fun to kind of get into. So this is the sex and crime.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun. You should warn me, and I could have your theme music playing. You know,
my theme music for my sex and crime.
When you hear that playing in your own mind, that's like your own personal anthem.
I do.
Know what I mean?
Did. We were singing it, though, a cappella the other night.
Were we? Oh, that's right. We did. We did for a while, too. We sung it up. We did.
Wow.
It's horrible.
That's how you know we're getting old. We're just getting really dorky together. Christopher Maloney, I would completely blow you until your head caved in. He's one sexy dude.
Is he?
He is.
Okay.
I mean, he doesn't compare to you. But sure. I mean, I'm just talking.
Who is this guy? Is this somebody in Law and Order?
He was Stabler, yes, on okay. SVU.
Okay.
Rah! He's also done some pretty cheesy roles in some movies, but whatever, doesn't matter.
So what's your horrible murder story of the week where somebody dies, probably a husband by
no,
a wife?
Nobody actually died. These two women and this guy, they're facing drug charges after the officer discovered heroin that the girls stashed in their gash.
Nice.
Now, these are two 19-year-old girls. Well, they got stopped for equipment violation. They were in this PT Cruiser, and it was like early Monday morning. They thought they were going to be just going on a car trip, like a little road trip, but that wasn't the case.
No. Of course not.
No, it didn't say what the equipment violation was. It was probably like a taillight or something. You know
sure.
What I mean? Like a headlight.
Your boobs look awesome. That's your offense. Bend over. I've seen that movie.
Officer, I need to be pressed. Did I do something wrong? Was I speeding? It's a big night stick you got there.
You've done that before.
Is that gun loaded? All right, so the guy who was driving out of the trio, he was already on parole for drug trafficking in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Well, the deputy got suspicious when the three actually acted nervous instead of relaxed. Well, whatever. I get nervous when there's a cop behind me and there's no lights going on, but I'm not even doing anything wrong, so whatever. He asked to search the vehicle, and they said no, because it was one of the girls' cars. She said no. So the officer walked the canine around the car, and the dog started to go nuts behind when they got to the trunk.
Yeah.
Well, they found a pound of heroin in condoms in the
All
trunk.
Right, nice. Getting ready to swallow it up. You gonna mule it over the border? What's going on?
Well, the girls had already shoved almost another pound of heroin-filled condoms up their crotches.
Nice.
As they were
girls.
Being pulled over.
Yeah, party girls.
So.
But they didn't make it all.
No, they only got a pound. There's like 1.8 pounds total, and they only found 1 pound in the trunk, so the rest of it was up the girls.
Woman, I told you stop doing them goddamn Kegels, man. You'd have fit the rest of that pound up there. None of us be in jail, you dumb bitch.
You could have done the whole body search and everything, and nothing would have dropped out.
God
You're
damn.
19. Come
God
on.
Damn that pussy. I thought I beat it up better than that.
Well, that's probably why they found it. It's because it did get beat up. It's like some sort of like drug mule.
Yeah.
Well, at least you didn't swallow it, though.
I guess.
I mean, I have suitcase jugs in my pussy before, once.
Never go vag to mouth, what you're saying?
Oh, please. I've done vag to mouth so many times with you and with other people.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. All right, well, I think it's time for a little squirreled up Katie time. If you guys are a fan of it on Fridays, which I hope you are, and I've been getting good reviews, so that's all wonderful and peachy keen, but... We're going to have a little intermission, so stick around for more Kinky Katie's World at RazRadioLive.com.
It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
He flirts all the time.
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious? Flirts all the time?
Yeah.
And what would you consider flirting? Because some women are absolutely, oh God, some women, I don't fucking get it. You say hello to a woman or you hold a door for them and smile, and that's fucking flirting.
Or making eye contact.
Yeah, how ridiculous is that, though?
I don't know. I think it's pretty ridiculous. Because you too, you go throughout the day, you're kind of flirting with people, but you're not flirting and trying to get laid. Like
It's just nice.
Exactly. You're just being nice. And by smiling at somebody, making eye contact... you're just being personable, really.
And maybe even like a little wink. Like it was like a little old lady. She's like, hee hee hee, you know?
Yeah, a little goose. Is that what you're saying?
Well, why not?
Hey, baby. It doesn't work for me. It doesn't go over so well for me.
I like old lady nipples.
So you know.
I'm just getting a little tweet.
Yeah, no. No. I'm not going to. And I don't think anybody else should either. I don't think that's sound advice at all.
Oh, come on.
No.
No.
I know. Don't walk up to old ladies and grab their nipples. That's horrible.
Well, no, just a little, like a little brush up.
Just a little... Really?
Hey, it'd be the most exciting thing that they had all day, and then they'll have a story. They're like, glad she'll never see some fucking weird person just rub my nipple
You're
in
gonna
the...
end up locked up.
In the grocery
she's,
line.
She's one of those lesbians, honey. You read about those. We saw them on TV, you know, with Caitlyn and all.
Oh, my God.
It's like that now, honey.
They're all out there.
They're trying to get to you.
They're going to turn you if they lick you. If they lick you, you're going to get it. Yeah. You're going to get the lesbian.
Exactly. I had a real bad case of lesbian last spring. Real bad case. The neighbor had to lick it right off me.
Oh, you're so lucky you had that friend.
Oh.
Judith, she's still got it. She's been in the liquor cabinet all afternoon.
Oh, there you go. You're doing comedy now again.
I've been dying to say that
nice.
One.
Nice.
Morty liked it.
Nice.
Unless he was just placating me. Son of a bitch.
And now, on with the show.
And welcome back to Kinky Katie's World, RazRadioLive.com, number 84. Rule 34 Studios in the motherfucking house. Making that booty loose.
Something. Not loose enough. Bitch missed a pound.
God, we were just thinking about fucking big asses earlier. Like, Nicki Minaj, any Kardashian.
China.
Black China. Some big fucking asses.
Nicki Minaj's ass is just, you forget exactly like how assy that ass is until you see it again and you go, man, my God, that is one fucking ass
that
to save all
ass.
Asses. Like one ass to rule them all because she's really a tiny girl. Like that, I mean, a lot of the other asses you see, you know, Amber Rose got a nice ass, Kardashian's got a nice ass.
I don't know,
but
Kim's
Minaj,
a little ridiculous.
She is one tiny little girl, man, and she's got that fucking, man, what? Can't beat it, telling you.
You could hold a shotgun between those cheeks.
You'd do something with it.
My goodness. And it's that just made me think of a post that a friend of mine, Dahlia, posted on Facebook. She posted a picture of cleavage. Now, she's kind of small on the chest, and she's the first one to admit it that she does, but it gave a really good cleavage. She's like, it's amazing what great bra can do. I was like, yeah. I was like, that's all well and good, but who fucking cares when you have a tush as epic as yours? She's this itty-bitty little girl, pretty as the best ass. It's awesome.
You're talking about Dahlia, right?
Oh, yes. I'm talking about Dahlia.
Yeah,
and
she's an awesome ass.
Oh, my God.
Very nice. I'm going to say, I mean, that and it's not like the largest ass you've ever seen. It's just very shapely. She has a really nice hip-to-waist ratio. It's a very nice. I mean, it's like a 9.5 out of 10. I mean, it's
awesome.
it's like solid, just a solid ass.
It's
nothing
fantastic.
Extreme, nothing that's going to get away from you.
And she always teases you with it. Like she always puts it out there, but just the right amount.
Yeah.
You can't help but like, I feel like such a perfect person around her because I want to just spank her
you
ass
do,
and grab
though.
Her ass. And no, but I want to bite it like it's a big old marshmallow.
Every time, anytime I've told her to, you know, that, hey, I have to hold Katie back a lot because she keeps wanting to grab your ass and bite your ass. She's looking at me. She's why does she stop? What's her problem? What's going on?
Well, because, I mean, I don't want to come across as creepy as I really feel
it's
inside.
It's too late. It's really too late. I hate to tell you. You're one of those people who doesn't think you're being creepy, but you're being creepy. But people usually like it for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, maybe they're just frightened. And they just don't know what else to do
but
capitulate. Go for it.
They go, well, I might as well let her because it's going to go a lot easier if I just let her.
Just
I should.
Let it happen. It's okay. Just let it happen. It'll be over soon. The less you resist, the smoother it'll go for everybody.
Exactly.
I actually resist a little because then I have more fun with that. It's kind of like a big cat playing with its prey.
You like to struggle sometimes.
A little bit.
Saying? Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
I know. I live with you. I see you in action daily.
Sometimes you wish you didn't, huh?
Whatever.
Hey.
I'll deal with you.
Hey.
I can swing it.
Yeah, swinging your shillelagh.
Something.
Give me a mushroom stamp.
What do you got? You promised you pitched us something before the
I
break,
did.
And I've been hanging on whatever it is. If I could remember what it was, I wanted to hear about it.
Oh, sure you did. It's how to have gay sex without being gay.
Oh, see, I did want to hear about that.
Yes, you did. Well, there's this author, Jane Ward. Her new book is called Not Gay, Sex Between Straight White Men. It's a look into the no-homo culture.
Okay.
Yep. And yep. It charts the many ways straight white men explain, and excuse their sexual behavior to other men.
Yeah.
So surprisingly are her conclusions that her book, Not Gay, is like doing a magic eye puzzle for the mind. It kind of just seems to snap things into place, yeah, allowing you to see just how hot other men are.
Does it snap?
Other
it?
Straight men. That,
are you hoping it's going to snap or what? Are you going to
Some
go,
I
hey,
do.
Sweetie, I think you should read this book. It's really awesome.
Well, some I need... Don't do that flippity hand motion. I was a little gnat. I've got like fruit flies that are driving me insane.
Yeah, you found the source.
I did. People clean out your pantries. Apparently, I had like a rogue potato. It made its way into a corner and it got lost and it started to grow.
But it didn't grow, but yeah.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. Whatever. I got it taken care of.
But, it's like the monolith. It is. I heard the 2001 theme music playing when you took it out. Like, holy shit, there it is. I've been searching the plumbing. I've been checking everything because I'm a plumber. Anyway,
oh,
fuck that fly.
All right, well, back to this. Each of the chapters, they explore different framing devices for what the culture uses to understand sex between straight white men. Now, they keep saying straight white men because apparently it's completely different. Like, this is the study that she did.
Okay.
And she seemed to notice this more in straight white men than it had to do with any other races.
All right.
Got it?
Trump study.
Well, I'm not this Jane Ward lady.
Okay.
So it says frat house or military hazing rituals, boys will be boys, summer camp circle jerks, or situational homosexuality of sailors at sea. Women are almost expected to have similar, more frequent relations with other women.
Are
then
they?
Like, well, yeah, apparently, okay. Well, yeah. According to her society research, whatever she did.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Glad you're looking into this.
Well, she also pays close attention to the ways straight men justify their own sexual behaviors with other men. Common defenses given to explain such actions, like, I don't know,
Like the old Mark Greek warriors going off to war, and then they bring boys with them, and then they're gay while they're out to war, like that kind of, you're basically justifying their homosexuality somehow.
So yeah, like the contact between men is so often seen as a kind of hetero bonding, as like as long as you loudly say, you know, how disgusted you are with it.
As long as you really didn't like it, other than the fact that you came all over that dude's chest.
As long as you say you didn't like it.
If you're saying you didn't like it, it's okay.
It says it's very common practice, like frat houses, guys forcing pledges to shove other, you know, things in their asses, which is, I've heard a lot about. So then again, you know, straight men are openly express disgust about women's bodies while also showing that desire can exist at the same time.
Yeah.
So. That, I don't know. She's kind of saying it like that's how it is for guys too. When guys get together, if they tend to do a lot of gay stuff, but as long as they're, you know, make a hoopla about it, like, oh no, this is disgusting, or I don't want to do that, but they still all do it anyway and have fun.
It's like the South Park episode when everybody had to go gay so the future people didn't exist. So they're all like, well, if I have to, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna suck that dick
because they're gonna take my dome.
Yep. Wasn't that it? That was the same conclusion South Park came to. We probably spent money on this fucking study, and we could have just learned from Trey Parker and Matt Stone, and we could have all sat down, smoked a couple bowls, eaten a few cookies, and just had the answer. But no, we spent money on this.
Well,
yeah, a lot of money.
Well, I mean, the article goes on to talk about how people, even the LGBT community, feel the need to categorize sexuality, whether, you know, you're a good gay or a bad gay. I mean, that's just, I'll post it.
Well, yeah, not only good, but even the classifications as far as like the handkerchief system that you, and we do see that where there are some groups that like to put even though they don't really like to be put into categories, really like to categorize people
within that category.
Yeah, exactly. like within,
yeah,
within the people who like water sports, the people who like to be peed on or pee on other people. Like, there's a whole, like, well, you know, I only pitch, or I only catch, or I only do this.
I only do it in the shower. Well, I like to do it outdoors. Well, I like to do it in a group. Well, I only like to do it if you drink a beer. You know, it's like, Jesus.
There really is a lot of putting into boxes that we see, and that happens a lot in fetish in general, too.
Yes.
You want to just say, well, he or she is an X, Y, or Z, to explain maybe to somebody why they are who they are, which is it's kind of fucked up. But we hear it all the time.
I know. We do hear it all the time.
We participate too, probably. But I know. Like, unintentionally, but yeah, it happens. Yeah, we do. Not that it's a bad thing. See, but when they're categorizing people, they're not always saying, like, it is a derogatory thing, but there is, like, almost a need to put them, like, to know what your fetishes are, to know what your kinks are.
I don't see why it's such a big deal, why it has to be so specific. Like, you can't hang out with us because,
well,
yeah,
I've never really heard that, though, really.
It's like almost like clicky high school shit. Sometimes, well, not all the time.
Like the people who are into any kind of a fluid play, like the poo, it's somebody who likes to play with poo, or, you know, fucking anything, any kind of a bodily fluid. There are a lot of people in the fetish community that are like, oh, like, they have a hard time with it. Some people do.
Well, okay.
Even within it.
But I'm talking about people who are into, we'll stay with the bodily fluids. People who are into golden showers, but they're not into scats, but they're all into bodily fluids. So, like, ew. But then that's like saying the scat players aren't into the Greek shower people, which is vomit. So they're like, oh no, not you. So it
goes all the way around, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just like clicky stuff all over the place.
Yeah. Well, everyone, you tend to understand, I guess, people who are into the same things as you.
Everyone just needs some acid and some future porn. And then it'll be awesome.
And even me and you know, and we will tell people who go to certain fetish events that we know are going to be an extreme event, something where things can go on. And how many people have we told, well, if there's Visqueen out, you need to watch what you're doing.
Yep.
And you know, I guess in a way you're almost telling them, you're almost being derogatory to the people who like fluids, kind of.
No, it's just if you know, well, especially if someone's not familiar with it, or going to a fetish party, if they go by the area, maybe they don't want to encounter that, or maybe they do. Maybe they want to check it out. You're just letting them know, hey, this is what's going on here. If you want to go, go. If you don't, then avoid it. I mean, it's all up to you.
If the Vis Queen's up, then understand
stuff's coming out.
Well, there's going to be some kind of bodily fluid and
mess. It could be splashing.
Well, I mean, it could be
blood.
Blood.
It could be blood. It could be bile. It could be urine. It could be feces. It could be
baked
whatever.
Beans.
Yeah. Birthday
coconut cake.
Coconut.
Cream corn.
Hey, now you're talking my language.
Yeah.
I like to put it in the same way it comes out. Fetch me my corn funnel. I need my special corn funnel.
Nice.
It's easier to process
sure
that way.
Oh.
Plus that.
Like a baby bird, ass to mouse kind of a thing?
It's just made by a butt pucker.
Just a little pre-digestion for you?
Mm.
Break it down a little?
I like cream corn enemas. God. Could I get any grosser? I probably could. But
yeah, you could. It took a very dark turn. It is FetCon coming up.
It is. So I'm excited.
There's going to be all kinds of pervs and weirdos that we love.
I love pervs and weirdos.
That's
I really do.
So do I.
I'm excited to go. I'm happy we're going to be going this year. At first I was like, oh, I don't know. But then, yay, and it's a new venue. And get to see Kate and Kitty. I haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to her the other day. She's doing good. She's excited.
Good.
Yeah. Woohoo. Good times. Oh, and all the, Sahara Huxley is going to be there. And they're doing a Mad Max theme this year. They did Vikings last year. If you don't know Sahara Huxley, she is a extreme dom. She's ex-military. She's built. So she's jacked, and she's got a mohawk, and she's got a head tattoo, and she knows what she's doing. I'll put it that way.
Well, she looks like she really did come off of somewhere Mad Maxy.
She does.
Yeah. She's very, very big, built, you know, 6 foot tall, you know,
No, she's like 6'3".
Whatever. Big.
Huge.
Big. Built, muscular. She looks Viking-y too, though.
She really, really does.
She could look Viking-y, or Mad Max would work really well for her. It'll be impressive, I bet.
Let's just say when you see her, if the line "death by snoo snoo" does not come to mind immediately, then there's something wrong with you, and you guys don't know Futurama. But when you talk to her, she is the nicest woman.
I'm me one snoo snoo.
You little one.
You little one.
You first.
You give me snoo snoo now.
I break your pelvis.
And she likes to do those the wrestling videos.
Oh yeah,
with wrestling around with guys and girls, but mostly guys.
No, she does a lot of stuff with girls, so like a lot of dominating them. And she did one recently with Raquel Roper.
Yeah.
Well, we had her on a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the Cox Model Girl.
Yeah, yeah. What's his name's friend?
Russell Grand. Well, apparently she had a big fish tank and she was like drowning her and stuff, because apparently it was very brutal and rough, because there was a picture after that they tagged me in the tweet where the both of them are smiling. Raquel is still in the water with just like her head up. She's like, all smiling. And then Sahara was on the outside all happy. So at least no one died. So that's always a plus.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing.
No, but they do a bunch of rigging and stuff. They're always in the back corner of the convention. If you go, well, actually, I can't say that now because
We don't even know what's up with the what's up.
That's right.
On the how's the what's up.
But
we have to actually cross the fucking bridge now.
Holy shit.
I know.
We're going to die.
No, we're not. We'll be all right. Fuck it. We'll wear a life vest.
All right. I'm good with that. Get the trampolines out.
Yeah. So we have no idea where anybody's going to be. We're going to have to rediscover the entire event. It's going to be like we got a hymen reinstalled. Kind of. I know. I don't know if I don't want it. Get rid of it now. Get rid of it.
Pop it.
It's going to make it ewy and icky. I don't want it. I want to like it.
Pop it hard. Roar. So yeah, but look for Big Green Rigging if you do. That's her setup. So go check them out. And like I said, she's a really, really nice woman.
Yeah.
She's really cool to talk to. I've had her as a guest on the shows before. And
very approachable.
I like, oh,
as
very.
Long as long as you're adhering to the set out ground rules, don't ever call her anything other than her actual name.
And if you say Sahara, she'll kick your ass. So you have to say
like
Sahara.
Like I said, you have to say her actual name. I wasn't going to give many clues. I was going to let him walk up and then look at her name and say it wrong. I thought it'd be a lot more fun that way. But
I'm sorry.
I see you don't want to play along, so don't play along.
Well, you might get strapped to a gurney, and she might put an athletic cup on your face as a mask, breathing mask.
And it won't matter, because we'll tell people if you go up and see Sahara and you go say hello. And by all means do, because like she is friendly.
She is.
You're going to forget to call her Sahara. Even though we reminded you, you're going to walk up to her going, yeah, Kiki Katie told me, remember, call her Sahara. Don't say Sahara. Not Sahara. Hi, Sahara. It's going to be the first thing out of your fucking mouth. You're not going to be able to help yourself. I don't know if it happens like on purpose. Is it a Freudian thing or what? But it happens.
They secretly want it.
Frank did it like 13.2 trillion times.
I know. He did it when she was in the studio on air.
I know.
I thought she was going to come out of that chair.
She should have. All you had to do is thump him in his little head.
Little grape. But that was when, too, she also had her giant wizard staff with her that had a huge black bouncy dildo on the end of it. It had spikes, too. This thing was like scary looking.
Why is that scary? The spikes?
Yeah, it's just like...
It's on a stick.
You could get a splinter. No. Andy, careful.
It's sanded well. It's been shellacked. You're okay.
Shellacked with the blood and the cum of her victims.
Exactly. The last three girls waxed it up real good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a picture from last year. I should repost it. I'm sitting on top of this cage. Then I have another 6'2" blonde wearing nothing but the like that wrapping stuff that they use when they take blood. You know, the little gauze wrap.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Six suit stealth.
Okay. Oh, the bandage tape.
Yeah, six suit stealth bandage. Anyway.
Yeah, self-adhesive bandage tape.
Thank you. That's exactly where I was going
really
with that.
Doesn't really have adhesive on it, but yes.
Yes. I don't know. It was like green or pink. I can't remember. But she's standing on one side, and then I got Sahara on the other side of me, and just three very large women. Raw.
Lots of Amazon going on there.
Yes.
It was very Amazonian.
Yes.
It was.
So I got to be part of the Snoo Snoo gang.
Snoo Snoo.
Death by Snoo Snoo.
Me want Snoo Snoo now. Hey, Katie, how about a little Snoo Snoo?
How about a lot? Snoo, snoo. Snoo, snoo buffet.
See, I caught you on that one. I turned you down before you blew everybody's earballs out. I was quick. I saw you. I saw you loading up.
Yeah.
I did. I've been watching UFC, so I saw you had a tell.
So
you take
a
big deep breath. I was, oh shit. Turn it down. Turn it down now.
Man, the slider. Man, the button. Well, these are the 10 of the craziest sex accidents.
10 of the craziest. Were we involved?
No, surprisingly enough.
Or does our worst sex accident that we've witnessed, where would that categorize on this so pseudo list?
Well, it wouldn't. I don't think it would be on here.
No,
I don't really think so.
Wow, that's saying something. Well, let's hear one. Let's go.
This is a condom induced asphyxiation.
What?
Well, if you're sucking a dick with a condom on, which I guess if you're a prostitute, that might be something that you would do so you don't catch something. But yeah,
wow.
Inhaled it.
Wow.
Cat scratch it attacks. Frank would know about those.
Well, I mean, whatever.
Well, that's that guy who ended up knocking himself unconscious. He was scrubbing the tub naked and his cat came up behind him and got him in the balls.
Right in the gooch.
Yeah, and it startled him and he lunged forward and he smacked his head on the soap dish.
Video at 11.
Oh, God, that would have been great.
That would have been an awesome video. Perfect. Except for the dude did die, so you shouldn't laugh. But
no, he didn't die.
He didn't die?
No, he just got a slight concussion. He was fine. His girlfriend found him unconscious, but he was okay.
And he made sure the first thing he did when he woke up is posted it on Facebook.
Killed the cat.
Yeah, no. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Be pretty pissed.
I doubt you would kill the cat.
I wouldn't. I'd threaten it, though. No. I would say a lot of really harsh words.
You'd verbally chastise
cat.
The animal.
And I wouldn't even do it loudly. I would do it in a monotone voice, but I would say some nasty shit to that little fucking cat.
She'd probably paw you in the face, too.
She would, too.
Just be like, asshole.
She would. Cat didn't care.
That says light bulbs are not for insertion. Really?
We have heard about quite a few of those happening, and I don't, you know, it's like not, don't call Sahara anything else. Same thing. You could tell somebody, they're still going to do it. No, man, that was the kind of light bulbs that you're used to see. I got a nice halogen, man. They don't work that way, bro. It's a steel beam in there, man.
This is one of those new LEDs. It's got its tap light. Poke them a prostate and go pop.
This is what all the frat brothers did to get in.
Oh, Jesus. That's not how you play the elephant game?
No homo.
So you have a heart attack. Many people die of a heart attack during sex.
Exactly. We ousted that one off the list with things that we've seen already.
See, I wouldn't mind being the one that died during sex, but I would hate to be the one that was left alive. You know, that you got died on. You know what I mean?
I don't know. It depends on what the age is. If you say I have a choice between somebody not my wife, somebody else, like tomorrow dying on top of me, or in 50 years me dying on top of somebody else, I would say I'd rather have the dead bitch tomorrow than you know what I mean? I don't want to die at 42, you weirdo.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Depends on the age. Like you said you'd rather have somebody, you die on somebody than them die on you. If I'm young, I don't want to die on somebody. I want them to die on me. Fuck that.
I don't. I would rather die on somebody during sex.
Yeah. What if you're old?
Yeah, that's fine.
What, so you're going to stop fucking when you get older?
No.
Just because somebody might stroke out? Are you gonna? You're not going to care, are you?
No, probably. I mean, that depends. My pussy might fall out by then.
We'll get you transplanted. It'll be okay. We'll find a qualified vaginologist.
A vaginologist?
Get you a vagiotomy.
Jesus Christ. I need a new clam dam, sir.
Liptectomy.
Liptectomy.
That too.
Laparoscopic.
That's right. We'll get it at the deli.
Give me the Mick Jagger, Steven Tyler special.
So why did you bring her to the Penn Dutch deli to get her vagged? Oh, that's why. I see. We have something for that.
It looked like the deli exploded.
We got something for that. Meat slicer. Meat cutter stat. Bring the big knives.
That's okay. They have a great sausage stuffing machine for you, so you'll be awesome. Be perfect.
Good.
But then there's the Viagra-induced heart attack.
Okay, well, that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's definitely going to happen.
Part of life.
the fuck saw, like, you know, we call it the fuck saw, but power saw problem. This was the guy, he didn't take off the blade. He just took the fucking dildo and shoved it onto the blade of the of a saw.
Thought it'd be cool. It won't cut through the dildo, man. It won't do it.
Yeah, it fucking sliced her straight through.
Ah, well.
This poor Lee, I like electricity. She stim, as I was talked about in my latest article. But they use some heavy duty electric, like they use nipple clamps, but I think they attach them to a car battery or a generator.
Okay.
They ended up electrocuting the lady, like his this guy's girlfriend.
Too much.
Yeah, killed her. Completely killed her.
Well, maybe not the car, maybe just the outlet, the wall outlet, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe that's how they were rocking it.
I don't know, because I've never seen any nipple clamps attached that would plug into the wall.
No, I doubt it was something that they purchased. It's probably just a bare wire.
Yeah.
You clip the end off of something and go, da, 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 da. That's all you gotta do.
Oh, see, yeah, okay, I get that.
Here, hold this one in your hand, and I'm gonna touch the other one to your nipple while you're laying in salt water. That'll be awesome.
Why salt water?
Salt water conducts electricity a lot better than water.
Regular water?
Oh, yeah. Add the sodium to it. For some reason, it likes to jump across the sodium. You really get zapped up good.
Here, we're going to give you lessons on how to really kill someone during sex. Awesome.
No, and lessons on don't fucking do this, because that's completely, somebody will die. And
we do stupid shit so you don't have to.
Well, I'm not doing that either. No, I've had enough electrocution for one lifetime. Thank you.
Oh, yes, you have. Let's not do that.
Tell me about it.
All right, now you can die from fucking a horse.
No.
Yeah, this guy was
horses
apparently.
Horses never kill people when you fuck them.
Yeah, apparently this guy was screwing a horse and he got kicked in the chest.
Bullshit.
And it killed him. We have falling off a roof. These two students at Harvard were fucking on the roof of one of the buildings and fell off.
Nice.
And then the penile fracture.
You can die from a penile fracture? Oh, like you
bleed
out?
No, these are just sex accidents. These aren't. Wow. Not everybody died from these. I mean, no, you're not going to die from a cat scratch.
I know, that's not even a horrible fucking sex accident. I don't even know why that's a sex accident. What are you actually fucking the cat? What are you doing?
Oh, no.
Well, I call it a pussy, man. Hey, buddy.
That's horrible.
I didn't ask to be judged, buddy. I just wanted a yes or a no. I didn't come here looking for judgment. Just an answer. Can I watch your cat?
Can you stimulate a giraffe?
I didn't come here for judgment.
Just came here for a simple yes or no.
But you gotta do it in Frank's voice.
No, you gotta do it in baby cakes.
Bonnie. Oh my god.
See, that's very similar. That's
yeah, no, but baby, yeah, anyway. We're straggling off track of making sense. Trust me.
I know.
I know you think we're making sense. We're not making sense.
Well, we're gonna run a little long, because I do wanna just cover some etiquette if you are going to the convention
this
weekend.
We're gonna have to like pay Raz Radio fines. That fucking that Sean Rat, he's gonna find us by the minute.
I'll give him some tranny porn.
He is. He's gonna stamp out chemtrails $1 at a time from our finage.
Well, I'll just have to make sure that I won't roast him too hard on the roast at Razzfest.
Oh, there's gonna be a roast?
There's the roast of Sean Raz.
Cool.
Yes.
Awesome.
That's gonna be Saturday that we're there.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Which we're not gonna be doing any live broadcasting that Friday or even the weekend. So there will be no live show Friday
on
night.
On the station, at least.
Yeah, on the station, at least. Yeah. All right. So here's the thing. These are just a couple of things. These are the Nightside Productions, you know, frequently asked questions about fetish events. You need to be respectful to others. That should go without saying. But, I mean, these are just things that are general knowledge. If you don't know them, be respectful. If it's not your thing, then don't fucking be nasty towards them just because it's not your thing.
Exactly.
Anyway, be aware of your surroundings. If stuff's going on, you don't want to be in the way of, if they're doing like a whipping or flogging demonstration, you don't want to be in the way where you could get hit. You don't want to block. There's going to be a lot of people. Don't block hallways. Don't block entranceways, especially if you have this big costume on, or even if you're just talking to people or maybe waiting to see someone. Please try to make sure that, you know, people need to walk through dress code. If there's a dress code, adhere to it.
It's a lot more fun too.
It is a lot more fun. That's why a lot of people were giving me suggestions on what they want to see me go as, and I think Sister Catherine is going to have to be making an appearance for Saturday's event.
Yeah, because that's comfortable, because that's the thing I'm always trying to tell you at these things. Don't get overcomplicated with shit that you're going to hate that you wore You know, because it's a fucking convention, boots. And every time you walk around and you're miserable an hour in, and I'm like, you know, I kind of want to hang out for a little while. You're like, well, I just wanted my feet, they hurt, my ass. I got to get this stuff off in a little bit. It turned me bad. Please take me home.
Well, as long as it's cool, I'm fine. And that's why I wear combat boots. Yeah, sure, it doesn't quite match the outfit, but it's a lot more comfortable than tromping around big old hooker boots all day. I did that one year.
Don't do it again.
Oh, that was the first year I did that.
We just know some women really have no problem trancing around in a really tall boot all day. But you're okay for a few hours if you can sit. But like a straight walking event, you really got to like have some better footwear.
Yeah, I can't.
You're not 20 years old anymore, lady.
Nope.
Better watch them feet.
Oh, my God. I got shin splints. Can I put dildos on my walker? Little bastards. All right, sorry about the dress code. Photography rules. Always, always, always ask someone's permission first before you take a picture of them. Okay.
I mean, and everybody knows that, but like one of the common things people do that they don't realize is like, no, it's in the background too. Like if somebody's standing in the background, don't like out them because you have like 20 million fucking Twitter followers. Mm-hmm. Numbnut. Like, remember that, please. And most kinky people know that, though.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people too that go to these conventions that don't understand that. They'll see someone dressed up for pony play, and maybe there's
somebody in a gimp mask that just took his gimp mask off, and you're going to ruin his new judge election that's happening next month.
Right, or it's like Sheriff Bob. You're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
So, or it could be like the parents of the kid that you babysit, and
that's right.
Like they don't want to see that. So all in all, we'll put it that. Just be respectful, be very courteous, be friendly. Definitely be friendly. There's no point not to.
Yeah.
But go to fetishcon.com for schedules, for details and stuff of where things are happening, when things are happening for the shows. Not the show. Well, yeah, the shows, but also the classes, too. Okay. They do a lot of classes.
Classes, discussions, demonstrations. All kinds of cool shit. Yeah. Like if you ever wanted to know how to get into porn, how to make your own porn, they will tell you what rules you need to follow, what forms you need, you know, the X's and O's and from soup to nuts on how to do a lot of that shit.
And so you'll probably get a lot of business cards, too.
Yep.
And come talk to me. I'm going to be walking around with SC, going to be doing interviews for the show that you're listening to right now, and also for my website. So everyone, I think we're going to give you we're going to give you a fond adieu. We're going to give you the kiss off.
You're pulling out, is that what you're saying?
I am. I'm pulling out. I use the rhythm method.
All of your face.
Anyway, everyone, Google me. I fucking love it. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, FetLife, Kinky Katie Radio. I absolutely love it. Check out the, just follow me. Fuck it. I'll give it to you all then. Anyway, you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Kisses on your pink barks. Love you. Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.